This Mary versus Judas. Mary, who's humble, is with Jesus, with giving a great, almost rich gift for mother, for Jesus Christ. Took a litter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. That's today, that'd be a little weird, but back in the culture then, that was a huge gift for this woman to give everything she could to Jesus. And Judas is proud. He's a lying. He betrayed Jesus. And what it said by St. John, why was this oil not sold from 300 days' wages and given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So this man is there, he's a thief, he's a big time sinner. He was getting Jesus away to the priest, so that was he finally was crucified. He was arrested. And Jesus at this moment, this minute, said, leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. I thought, well, that's huge. Because what happened after Jesus when he died? They helped his body with this oil. And so this was like a gift before he was dying. And Jesus also said, you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. I think with this, so many times we can hear it as a Catholic Church, we need to give every dime to the poor. And yes, we need to give money to the poor, period. We're doing awesome right now, and we have for many years. But we also need to give money to Jesus, to his house. That's why we have the stations. So I always teach people kind of what happened here, what Jesus said. Jesus himself said, you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. And so we always need to think both sides. And I've taught that bit already, but to always know, yes, we give money to the poor, of course. And yes, we have to be giving Jesus for his house, for all of us. So continue thinking that and pray for that. What are our gifts to the poor, and what are our gifts for Jesus and his house?